What is really known about UAPs? There is one thing which cannot be denied about UAPs, and it is they are being sighted all over the world. Sure, common sense tells us some of the sightings are erroneous and can be credited to things, like planes, rockets, balloons and other things, but there are some sightings which cannot be explained even by experts in the field of science. There are people who take different stances on the subject. There are those who would not admit a UAP was extraterrestrial even if it landed in front of them and aliens came out. Then there are those who believe everything seen in the sky is an alien craft. Lastly, there are those like most of us who are more skeptical and only consider they witnessed a UAP if it can't be explained rationally. There is also a subcategory of rational witness who seem to have been ordered never to admit to the fact some UAPs are extraterrestrial craft because they are following these orders to never admit it. Most of these people seem to work for the government in one of the many federal agencies. I can almost understand the reason they do this. First of all, they may have signed a non-disclosure agreement and don't want to lose their jobs and also don't want to get punished in some way. Then there are others who just toe the party line, whatever it may be. I have wondered how much more is known about UAPs, and some of the other odd things happening which are probably associated in some way with UAPs. Let me give you an example of what I am talking about. We know there are crop circles appearing all over the world. We first heard they were created by humans until someone spilled the beans and proved there was a big difference between human-created ones and the others. The human-created ones had broken stalks where they had been pressed down to create the design, and the designs were not as sharp. The other crop circles were different because the stalks were folded and not broken, and some people were affected in strange ways when they enter the center of the circles. Now to the point. For decades we have been hearing there could be messages in the designs. The thing I wonder about is, has some supercomputer somewhere or some AI software figured out what the messages are, and are they indeed messages? Could the powers that be know a lot more about crop circle messages than we think? It might even be that some powerful tech company has applied software to the problem using one of their powerful new computers. One might say tech companies are not connected in any way to the government. An example of what I am talking about are all the rumors we hear about Bigelow Aerospace and the government. One rumor states material from crashed UAPs is stored in their warehouse. Another fact is Bigelow owned Skinwalker Ranch for years and seemed to have government scientists working there. Skinwalker Ranch is a place which appeared to have a lot of UAP activity. If this tech company works with the government on UAP projects, who is to say there are not many others also doing that? Is there some massive plan to keep us in the dark about UAPs, or one to slowly let tiny pieces of info drip out over the years until the powers that be feel we are ready to know the truth, and even then will it be the entire truth? When one is interested in a subject and many of the facts are being kept from him or her, it can get very frustrating. Especially when this has been going on longer than the average lifespan of a human. I saw an article the other day which says the average lifespan for a male in the United States is 73.5 years. The modern UAP problem has been said to have started in the early 1930s when a UAP crashed in Italy and Mussolini ordered it recovered and kept secret. Another thing we have heard about once in a while is the Nazis might have had a UAP. It was said they either could have reverse-engineered it from one which crashed in the Black Forest, or I have heard they were helped in developing one by extraterrestrials. Of course, we as ordinary people have no way of stating for sure if any of this is true, but there is a story about Operation High Jump where a fleet was sent to the pole to look for Nazi bases after the war and it was chased out by UAPs. If this is not true, why was the commander's diary, Admiral Byrd's diary, put under lock and key? There were also photos of Nazi UFOs, but their genuineness is questioned. It seemed to me, from the very start, the government was using the short memory of the human race as a tactic to hide the UAP problem. When things happened back in the day and they involved UAPs, No one in the government was allowed to talk about them, and the population soon forgot all about what happened as more people were born. Again, I have to mention a huge headline which appeared all over the world, which was caused when UAPs appeared for 2 weeks in a row over the White House and the Capitol. I have to wonder how many people even know about this today. It seems to me there are government agencies who have learned a lot and even departments in some tech companies. We have found letters proving this during Freedom of Information requests. Take for example a letter by former FBI Director Hoover asking for more info on UFOs. Apparently he felt he was being kept out of the loop and other agencies knew a lot more than he did about UFOs. I would also like to know if materials found to come from UAPs have been discovered which could change our lives, but are being kept secret. Bob Lazar, a former Area 51 scientist, says the government knows about the properties of element 115 which can create an anti-gravity field and which was discovered being used to power a UAP. Could this be the basis for some of the secret craft we have been developing? I had previously stated there were probably at least a couple of reasons for keeping UAPs secret. One is money. One rumor states the government is doling out the engineering they find in crashed UAPs to companies who claim they discovered it. Another is some of it could be very dangerous, more dangerous than even a nuclear weapon. Can you imagine if we discovered a UAP which was capable of time travel? The secret would never be revealed. Another reason might be to not alarm the population and cause havoc.